this morning. Here's Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. Fewer than 20 people remain hospitalized as an investigation into Saturday's State Fair roof collapse is stepped up.
Our goal is to learn everything we can why this tragedy occurred.
Indiana State Fair Commission Chairman Andre Lacy says New York engineering company Thornton Tomasetti will oversee the investigation into the accident that killed five people. That's the firm that investigated the interstate bridge collapse 4 years ago in Minneapolis. There's the structural aspect of the stage and the weather here. The Indianapolis Star reports that weather experts are taking issue with state fair officials who say an unexpected freak wind blew through. Meteorologists say state fair workers and Indiana State Police were warned of what was coming 26 minutes before the collapse. The group Sugarland promises to return to Indiana for a private memorial in honor of fans who were lost Saturday. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
In a letter posted to their website Tuesday, the group says they will first give the families time to hold their own services. Sugarland says they've been greatly affected by the tragedy at the state fair, and in an effort to move forward and start healing, they will return to the road this Thursday with a show in Albuquerque. The band also says they lost all of their equipment when the stage collapsed this past weekend. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Tomorrow night, the groups Maroon 5 and Train will perform at Conseco Fieldhouse. Their concert moved from the state fairgrounds. All proceeds will be donated to the Indiana State Fair Victims Remembrance Fund. Authorities are searching a western Indiana landfill for evidence in the case of an IU student who vanished more than 2 months ago. The Bloomington Police Department said Tuesday that its officers, the FBI, and the IU Police Department began searching Sycamore Ridge Landfill south of Terre Haute yesterday morning for clues in the disappearance of 20-year-old Lauren Spearer. A team from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is helping search the landfill, which accepts trash from the Bloomington area. Police say the search could take up to 2 weeks. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry will hold a news conference today on a new child support amnesty program. The six-week effort, dubbed Stop Delaying, Start Paying, will involve the Parents That Work program. Drivers soon will see signs for the USS Indianapolis Memorial Highway. The I-465 loop was formally renamed Tuesday for the cruiser sunk in shark-infested waters of the Pacific Ocean during the closing days of World War II. The Indianapolis' death toll of 880 members from a crew of nearly 1,200 men is the U.S. Navy's worst single at-sea loss of life. Democratic State Representative John Bartlett of Indianapolis authored the law to rename the highway. And the mayor of Richmond has ordered that work on the Cardinal Greenway hiking and biking trail be halted for the rest of the month. Angry veterans confronted Mayor Sally Hutton after crews working on the trail ripped out a sign in rose bushes in Veterans Memorial Park. Hutton blames it on a lack of communication. WFYI weather for today, mostly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms, low 66. Partly sunny tomorrow with isolated storms, high 87. Friday, sunny and the high of 87. And then for the weekend, partly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday's high 89, Sunday's high about 85. Right now we have fair skies and 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. It's 6:34 in sports. Tamika Catching scored 26 points.